This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Gracious God, as we reflect upon the words of your Son, open our hearts to see how we are truly called to be light, how we are truly called to be salt, so that we can make a difference in our world for the better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning. Well, the day is here. And a little after 6 o'clock tonight, one of my family's favorite things of the year will transpire. All the food will be out on the table in front of the couch. We will make sure nobody is standing in the way of our view and the sound is up adequately because we don't want to miss it. And of course, what I'm talking about are the commercials that will debut tonight on TV. We are one of the families that turns up the volume when the commercials come on and turns off the volume when the football game is on. It's all about the commercials. But you know, as I sort of reflect on this gospel and think about the commercials, not only the ones tonight, but just the ones that are usually portrayed, even the TV shows and the movies and the culture that we experience, they tend to give a different message than that which Jesus is giving to us today. They will tell us that if we do not drink the right beer, we will not get the girl. They will tell us that if you really want the hot babes, you have to go to this particular website. And you have to drive this particular car, and you have to use this particular shampoo. And there is all of this that is sort of under the radar, but it's all there that tells us we're not good enough unless. Who ever told us that? It wasn't God. If only I could look better, if only I could have this person as my friend, this is not the message that Jesus gives us. I think we need to start thinking in terms of different kinds of commercials that we live. I want to show you the first part of one that will help us make this point.
Hey, Travis.
Get some friends, loser.
Now, what perhaps is going through that young man's mind right now? He's obviously the school jock. He has seen that gang of boys make fun of the other boy, get some friends, loser. Perhaps if he was thinking in terms of this gospel, Jesus speaking to him, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. This is what might transpire.
Are you all right, man?
Yeah.
Let me help you out.
Lean on me when you're not strong. And I'll
see you around?
Yeah.
Character.
I'll help you.
Pass it on.
To do something that enabled that boy to see what was inside of him. That he was good enough just as he is. This is our call. This is what Jesus is talking about when he says we're supposed to be the light and we're supposed to be the salt. Now, as any good chef would, when you get a gospel that talks about something to do with cooking, you do some research. Well, you know, salt exactly isn't in favor these days. A report just came out, I saw it on the news this week on PBS, that they think this is what's killing us all. Too much salt in our diets. It's raising our blood pressure and everything else. So we might be tempted to say, Jesus, you need another image, another analogy. This one doesn't work anymore. But I did some chef research, and I subscribe, maybe some of you do, to a thing called Cook's Illustrated. And Cook's Illustrated gives all these wonderful ideas that are based on the chemical interactions that happen with food, and they tell you why certain elements do certain things. Well, guess what? Last month, guess what the feature article was all about? Salt. Did you know that if you take a little bit of salt when you are making coffee, especially if it's bitter coffee, the salt will reduce the bitterness? Salt reduces bitterness. We are the salt of the earth. Think of the commercial. Salt, if you combine it with some other things, can be a great cleanser. It will brighten up a cast iron skillet like nothing else. Salt makes things shiny. You are the salt of the earth. If you want to make your green beans greener, add a little salt. When green vegetables cook in unsalted water, some of the chlorophyll molecules lose their color-enhancing magnesium atoms. This causes the vegetables to turn a dull shade of olive green. Salt stabilizes the chlorophyll, helping the vegetables stay greener. Probably more than you ever wanted to know about the chemical interaction. But the point is this. Salt brings out the color. You are the salt of the earth. And if you were ever trying to chill drinks, if you ever do an experiment, you could take a wine bottle and put it in ice. You could put that same wine bottle in the freezer, or you could take some cold water and some ice and mix it with salt and place that wine in there. And guess one is going to get colder quicker? The one with the salt. Because salt has a property that it lowers the freezing temperature of the water and enables the water to be more effective as a chilling agent. Salt makes things more effective. You are the salt of the earth. Maybe Jesus had it right after all. You are to take away the bitterness. You are to make things shiny and clean. You are to make things more colorful. You are to help things and people be more effective. How do we do that? Here's another commercial that I think makes that point well. In case you couldn't read the note that the boy passed to the other boy that wanted to cheat, the note said, "Let's not cheat." There is a call, as salt of the earth, to bring out the best in others. Notice that Jesus doesn't say, if you do all this stuff I'm talking about, like the Beatitudes that he gave us last week, if you do everything that I am doing, then maybe you will be salt of the earth, light for the world. He doesn't say that, does he? He says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You have it already within you. It just needs to be brought out. You know something else that salt does? Salt brings moisture to the surface. What a great baptismal image. Salt brings the water, the reminder of our baptism, to the surface. Put it on eggplant, put it on meat, see what happens. We are called to be that, like the jock boy in that film was, like this boy was who was calling his friend to be better, to enable them to be the best that they can be. This is our call. This is what Jesus expects us and enables us to be, to make a difference, to look at a human being and to say, there is something deep within you that is incredible. Look how Jesus does it in the Gospels with every single person that he meets. An adulteress, they want a stone. He sees some value in her. A woman comes to the well who's been married 7 times and now she's living with someone who's not her husband. He sees some value in her and he brings the water to the surface. Just like at the well, the water comes up. He sees a tax collector that everybody despised and sees something in him and makes him one of his chosen few. He sees Zacchaeus in a tree who's defrauded everybody and he sees something in Zacchaeus to make a difference. Maybe Zacchaeus was just a good cook because he says, I'm coming over to your house for dinner. But in every single point, Jesus sees that there is something deep within each individual that he calls forth. And this is what we are called to do as well. Now, there is a good news and a bad news here. And it's the second half of this gospel. Because the tendency that sometimes I think we can have, and it goes back to this cultural thing in what's going on in our society, that Jesus says, I didn't come to abolish the law, I came to fulfill it. Not one bit of the law goes away. Guess what, guys? The Ten Commandments are still there. It becomes sort of the assumption that this is what we are going to do and not do, that sort of becomes the entrance into the game of following him and being salt and light for the world. So I call us back there for a minute. When's the last time you looked at those things and saw, in my life, am I following what God commands of us in those things? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do and not doing what I'm not supposed to do? That's the entry level. And why is that important? Well, think for ourselves here. When a president gets caught in some immoral behavior, when some of our clergy and leaders get caught doing things they're not supposed to do, what does that do to us inside? Well, it doesn't exactly take bitterness away. It doesn't exactly make us feel shiny. It doesn't exactly make the color brighter in us. It doesn't exactly instill with us a desire for that baptismal water to come forward. And so we have to set the example to begin with there. And then we move forward. And then, as he says, to fulfill, to look to another human being and to see, what is there that I can help to elicit forth the beauty that is within that person? And we can do some incredible things. I want to show you one more commercial that makes that point.
It was the biggest race of the year. And no matter what, I was going to win. Sometimes things happen you just can't explain. Some things are more important than winning.
Send down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me.
I don't remember who won the race that day.
To show us how to live.
But I'll never forget how I felt.
Teach us how to give, to guide us,
including others. Pass it on.
I do not know what happened that day, but I will remember how I felt. This should be the final confirmation for us of what Jesus is saying. We see things like that, and we are moved. When we experience or do things like that, we have this feeling within us that is so deep to the core of our being. It should tell us, yes, you are the salt, you are the light. Continue to live that way to make a difference. And if we do, we will be those living commercials. And we will have people seeing the good that we do, and as Jesus says, giving praise to our Father in heaven. May it be so for us. Amen.